This is 5 in 10, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Monday, March 4th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, California dreaming. Except today, where people are digging out, especially up in the mountains. Multi-day storm dropped up to 10 feet of snow in places. Closed about 100 miles of Interstate 80 in Northern California, north of Lake Tahoe. Hundreds of vehicles stuck on the roadway. Ski resorts shut down. As of Sunday afternoon, Pacific Gas and Electric had reduced the number of customers without power to about 6,000. Still about 1,000 homes and businesses in Nevada without power as of Sunday afternoon. Ski resorts beginning to reopen, but with delayed start times and limited operations. National Weather Service in Sacramento said a rare blizzard warning would remain in effect until midnight Sunday for areas above 6,500 feet elevation. While people are digging out, this was in the town of Truckee, California, the shot on the screen behind me. More snow forecast for the region between now and Wednesday. Topic number 4, Ramadan. That is the month sacred to Muslims, and leaders of the major Palestinian terror groups have called for Arab states in the Near East, the Middle East. I'm thinking like an archaeologist, the ancient Near East, the Middle East today, that the Muslim world engage in terror during the Islamic holy month, even as the Biden administration continues to try to work on a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reported Sunday that Palestinian Islamic Jihad calling for Ramadan to be a month of terror and wants to escalate the number of attacks in Gaza and Judea and Samaria. That's what the Israelis call it. The rest of the world calls it the West Bank. In a recent speech, Abu Hamza, who's the spokesman for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's Al-Quds brigades, says he wants Arab countries in the region and pro-Iranian groups to continue to unify against Israel. Now, this is the latest indication that terror groups are going to try to escalate hostilities. Next month, Hamza's remarks, published by the Beirut-based El Mayadeen news channel, which is pro-Iranian. The terror group's comments also linked to those made by Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, who's called for an escalation of hostilities during Ramadan, which begins on March 10th. Topic number 3, is this the end for RICO? If you're old like me, you remember that's a reference to a famous line from the 1931 film Little Caesar, starring Edward G. Robinson. But in this case, it deals with the racketeering case against former President Donald Trump. You've already heard that Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis had hired her boyfriend, Private Attorney Nathan Wade, while he was still a married man. They were engaged in extramarital activities. Hired him at a top rate of $250 an hour to prosecute this racketeering case against Trump and 18 co-defendants, even though he has no experience prosecuting this type of case. But Wade has earned nearly $750,000, which, according to reports, he has spent some of that money on lavish vacations for himself and Ms. Willis. Now, they claim, Willis and Wade, in court proceedings, that she repaid him for her half of the vacations, although Wade said she paid in cash and he has no receipts. She has no receipts, so trust them. It's probably fine. Now, if this wasn't enough to sink the RICO case, the fact that you've got prosecutorial misconduct on a grand scale here, ethical issues, comes word this morning via Breitbart News that the Biden administration has planted a Democratic Party operative inside the Fulton County DA's office to target Trump. This is identified as the man on the right on the screen there, Deputy District Attorney Jeff DeSantis, no relation to Ron DeSantis, the names are spelled differently, political operative within the Georgia Democratic Party, has done work for the national DNC. Breitbart cites multiple sources familiar with things inside the Fulton County DA's office, one of whom told Breitbart, DeSantis did this. He's the one. He is the one pulling all the strings. He was the one that walled Willis off. He was in every important meeting. He is the brainchild behind this. That is the connection to the White House, end quote. Now, if this is true, and Breitbart seems confident of his sources, this would be very strong evidence that the Biden administration is actively interfering in the 2024 presidential election. We are reliably informed by the corporate media that constitutes insurrection. Yeah, I know. Being a progressive means you never have to worry about the cognitive dissonance of hypocrisy. Topic number two, we are the threat to democracy. That means you and me. At least based on the new book by an author named Tom Schaller, who's a professor at the University of Maryland, who was interviewed on MSNBC's Morning Joe last week, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski. The title of his book kind of gives you an idea of his thesis here and where he's going. The title, White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. Apparently, we white folks living out in rural America are a threat to these United States. And of course, being an MSNBC, this was a very friendly interview. Schaller basically described us rural Americans, using his words now, as racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant and anti-gay, conspiracist, anti-democratic, we don't believe in an independent press or free speech, and are most likely to accept or excuse violence. Again, those are Schaller's words. I'm guessing that Professor Schaller has never actually visited a small town in Middle America, because it strikes me that what he's doing here is projecting. If you look at what's actually going on in America today, those most likely to excuse violence, the most likely to call for clampdowns on an independent press and free speech, are progressives. This is just a documented fact. Well, interestingly enough, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman, he's Nobel Prize-winning because he's a Keynesian, believes you can just print all the money you want with no negative effect. Paul Krugman at the New York Times reviewed the book White Rural Rage favorably for the Times last week. In a nutshell, the attitude of Schaller and Krugman is this. Yeah, okay, we acknowledge that globalization and technological change have gutted small towns all across America and enriched urban keyboard warriors like Krugman and Schaller, but those ignorant white folks living out in rural America should learn to code and move to the cities where all the jobs are. And they don't understand why rural Americans are upset at the coastal elites who want to dictate to the rest of us how we're supposed to live. No, I will say again, it is the urban area. Oh, and by the way, they're also angry that because they earn more money and pay more taxes, that then gets sent to rural areas like the Appalachians and the South, that we should be grateful to our urban lords and masters. Well, I will say again, there's a reason real estate in places like the Missouri Ozarks has exploded in value over the last 7-8 years is because people have realized that places like New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles are too expensive and too dangerous because the people who live there are the ones who are, in fact, most likely to accept or excuse violence. Well, this is turning out to be an interesting year, and we're not even 2 months, 3 months into it. Coming up, America winning the war one pronoun at a time. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit, the false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face to face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, Putin is shaking in his boots, I'm sure. During a speech to the U.S. Air Force, Space Force Colonel Bree Fram, who is transgender, demanded that everyone use pronouns in their emails as a way to enhance, quote, winning warfighting strategies, end quote. Seriously, this is from the talk. Quote, all too often I hear leaders talk about providing everyone with dignity and respect like it's an aspirational goal. That's not good enough. So for all of you out there, I ask you to set out your symbols of pride, share your pronouns in your email, particularly if you're a person who doesn't think they need to, initiate difficult conversations about racial and gender barriers, and share a bit of your vulnerability in a way that draws others in. You all have the power to take intentionally inclusive action to ensure the multiple perspectives that we know make us stronger as we devise winning warfighting strategies get heard. I don't want to be rude or dismissive because, speaking for myself now, I know I can often make myself a stumbling block to people who need the gospel of Jesus Christ and salvation. So I won't be dismissive or disrespectful here, but I must suggest that Colonel Fram step back and really consider the true mission of America's military, which is to win wars. And that does not in any way involve pride flags or pronouns. Those are distractions, not core elements of winning warfighting strategies. Skywatch TV's Countering the Darkness conference went live last Thursday, but you have not missed a day. Why? Because you get 90 days access from the moment you sign up. Yes, so you're not losing anything. And the best part of a virtual conference is that you get to set your own schedule. Watch when you're available. If you need to take a break, you can hit the pause button. You don't miss anything. Unlike, you know, when you go to a live conference, and there are plenty of benefits to live conferences. We love live conferences, getting together and gathering as a body of believers. But if, you know, it's in the middle of a presentation, you need to go, well, then you miss stuff. Not so with a virtual conference. Take advantage of Countering the Darkness conference, your opportunity to see Tom Horn's last presentation, as well as hear from cutting-edge speakers like, well, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Ryan Peterson, Dr. Judd Burton, many others. You can sign up today, get 90 days access, not just to the conference presentations, but to all six feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. DefenderConference.com for information and registration. DefenderConference.com. This week in Skywatch TV, we continue our conversation with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat about his new book, Blood Alliance. Pastor Carl Gallups joins us on the panel. Don't miss these programs. It's really eye-opening stuff. Helps explain some of the stranger parts of the Bible. That's kind of what we're all about here at Skywatch TV. If it's in the Bible and it's weird, as our good friend, the late Dr. Michael Heiser used to say, it's probably important. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it right now, Roku or Apple TV. On YouTube, youtube.com/@skywatchtvnow, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app, which brings all of our content right into your smartphone or tablet, allows you to cast it to your smart TV with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, or just watch it right there on your mobile device. but it's also got other features as well, including an audio Bible, calendar of upcoming events, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we've got links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.